What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Offensive. I'm Scott, and with me as always...
We got Sean over here. Welcome, welcome.
And, yeah, how's it going, buddy?
Whew, it's going okay.
Trying to get your lungs working there again?
Yeah, I'm not used to those dabs. Those dabs are something else.
Dabtastic.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's a day off, and I'm doing okay. I'll be doing a lot better when I, you know, get my bearings back. But it's all groovy. I'm gonna try to participate as much as possible.
Well, good thing we have a full list of things actually pre-planned for once. Not often that actually works out in our favor.
Right. Sometimes it's like it's written down, but it's never planned. Yeah. And, you know, structure, you know? Gotta have that structure.
Fuck structure.
No, we're building something here so we can, you know, keep or you know, have a place to go every time.
We have two recurring segments this week.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, getting those segments, you know? So then we are...
I mean, aside from our news segment, that's always kind of been there.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody needs news. But yeah, other than that, doing okay. Just been working and shit. Yeah. And that's the snow recently. It snowed here, and that was really inconvenient.
Yeah, fuck the sun. Good thing I got new tires literally the day before. Worked out
perfect. Oh, that is perfect. That is perfect. It makes me laugh, too, because I saw like people at the car wash the day before. So it's just like, yeah, there's certain things you want to do before a snowstorm. And, of course, now you get the time to spend money on a car wash. And then the storm happens. It's like you might as well just parked under a tree and let a whole bunch of birds shit all over it.
More or less, yeah, unless you're going to one of those places that offers you the money-back guarantees.
Oh, no. This is one of those outdoor car washes.
Oh, where you do it yourself.
Yeah, do it in the bay. You just get your hose and your scrubby.
So, I found a new podcast that I started listening to this morning that I quite enjoyed. It's a... You got an interesting name, but
this is the one that has the famous former child star.
Yes, that would be Bunny Ears with Macaulay Culkin, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Matt Cohen, I want to say, or something like that.
I kind of wish it was Elijah Wood so they could redo like Good Son. And every once in a while, he'd just be turn to him and be like, hey.
Or he could have Seth Green. They could do Party Monster.
Right? Yeah. But the Good Son one would be great because every once in a while, he'd just turn to Elijah Wood and be like, don't fuck with me. Do who?
Breckenmeyer. Did he ever do anything with him? Feels like it's someone who...
Was Breckenmeyer and Saved? I don't know. I'm thinking of the Macaulay Culkin movies. I know Macaulay Culkin was in a wheelchair and Saved.
You know what Macaulay Culkin movie I always forget about?
Oh, we spilled the beans there. It's Macaulay Culkin.
Well, no, I already said that.
Oh, did you? Oh, damn it. See these dabs, man. These dabs.
But Pagemaster.
Oh, yeah. He was basically like a god in that movie.
Yeah, that movie was badass.
He was able to, I liked it a lot.
I want a little figurine of the horror book.
Oh, yeah. Do they even have any figurines at all? Was that movie?
I guarantee if I Google that right now, I can find something to buy of it.
Yeah, because it was like basically whatever book he saw, he could do something with it.
And honestly, I do not remember the plot whatsoever, but...
He just had to make his way through these books, or I don't know, he had to make his way out.
Bam, there's even shit on Amazon.
Of course there's going to be shit on Amazon. You know what? I bet you could probably even find... Book? Oh, nice. About this, on Amazon, you could probably find actual shit. Somebody's like, I pooped in this box. You want to buy it? People who bought this also bought bottles of my urine. It's like, what the fuck? Amazon has everything.
But yeah, it's a pretty good podcast. If you listen to this, you'd probably enjoy it. It's pretty similar, just with more famous people.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably able to talk about wrestling a little better. I didn't know they were such fans.
Yeah, a little bit. They didn't get a whole lot into it until the first episode I listened to. But
right. Because I was trying to remember if I ever talked about it, but I remember that video of him wrestling, in the ring. You know, his name is, it was Hornswoggle in WWE, but in the indies he has to be Swoggle because nobody gets to keep their WWE name unless it's a real name. Warrior thought he was smarter than that, but...
But I did find out that video game wise, me and Macaulay Culkin have very similar tastes.
Oh, playing a lot of the same.
As far as Knights of the Old Republic and Mass Effect being his top favorite games, which I think everyone knows are up there for me as well.
Knights of the Old Republic was an awesome game.
Fuck yeah.
I bet you could still find people playing it somewhere on a PC.
I have it on my one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's one of the backwards compatible.
Yeah. God damn, that game was so long.
Yeah, I want to commit to it again, but just too many other things to fucking play. It's like,
yeah,
I can't waste time on something that old when there's more new stuff to ingest.
Right? Yeah, because I remember that game.
I spent too much time with PUBG already.
Right, but yeah, and Knights of the Old Republic, I went through that game like a couple times. The first time, I turned bad on accident for a while. I didn't know that's what the decisions I was making was leading to. I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then it was just like, oh, shit, I got to correct my path. I want to be on the light side.
Well, while we're on the subject of games where you could do that, Microsoft is announced they're bringing back Fable.
Wow. It's probably about time. What was the last one? Was it Fable 4 or Fable 3?
It's been a few years, I'd say at least 4 or 5. Well, and the last one wasn't, I guess, I don't remember it too fondly. I don't even think I played it, but it wasn't like a true Fable game. They tried to go multiplayer with it.
Oh,
and I guess a lot of people didn't like that. So, yeah, we'll see how that comes out. But I think I only really got into the first one. I never really played anymore after that, just because I'd moved on to so many other games.
Right, but so wait, are they bringing it back or are they relaunching it?
No, it's going to be a whole new, they're doing a whole new game.
So is it just going to be Fable, or are they going to have to call it like Fable 5 or Fable 4? I don't know how many, I think there's at least 3 or 4 Fables.
Maybe they'll call it Fable 1.
Episode 1.
I was just trying to make a joke.
No, I gotcha. Oh, because it's exclusive. That's right. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, and then,
screw you, PlayStation. That's what you get. You don't get to play Fable. You don't probably get to catch chickens.
While Fox is still making deals while things are waiting to go through at Disney, Fox Next, who handles like all the video games and stuff like that.
Wait. Fox who?
Next. Fox Next.
Fox Next, okay. But
it's like the video game arm and stuff like that.
So that's all Disney now?
Yeah, well, they will be, I assume.
Okay,
but
okay.
They acquired Cold Iron Studios for a new shooter-based game that will be based in the Aliens universe.
Oh! Okay, so something... I mean, Colonial Marines wasn't the worst thing, but it wasn't the best either, so... Maybe they'll try to improve on that. I mean, Isolation was pretty good, so.
Yeah, but that definitely was more survival, definitely not shooter-based, I'd say.
Speaking of which, I think he still has my Isolation.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah. Now I can ask him about that.
Let's see here. I think I only have one other video game-related thing this week.
Just on a side note, he it's Ryan over there. He's doing really well, being quiet and stuff. I thought he'd be talking up a storm.
Right, surprising.
Just real quick. What are you playing again? PUBG. Okay, yep, PUBG.
I could have told you that. I can see it.
Oh, you can see it.
56 Alive.
Right.
Nice. But yeah, other video game thing, Nintendo made a announcement a few days ago, a new little thing they're coming out
with.
They're
bringing back the 64. No.
No, but you can now create cardboard attachments for your Switch.
Why?
Because Nintendo likes being different. But, yeah.
What the fuck, Japan?
There's several different kits that you'll be able to buy. Ranging from, you know...
So it's like sets up a cardboard scene on your thing or something? What is this?
So if you look this way, for example...
Yes, I would love to look at this.
They have
crap.
Like a fishing pole that you can create that actually, you know, has string in it and you can crank it and everything. You put one of the controllers inside it and there's a fishing game that you actually use it for. So they're basically taking the concept of the controller peripherals. Yeah, I know I can't see that fucking word.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, I see the tape
that
the
they
tape
had
player.
For the Wii, but making it to where you make it yourself out of cardboard.
Yeah, wait, no, that's a piano.
Yeah, piano. Then there's also going to be a robot that you can get that you interact with.
Is this just because the Switch is so small? I mean, so they actually have a... Wait, on another note, they actually have a fishing game?
Well, these are all things... It also comes with software. So I'm sure the software that comes with the set has all the mini games for whatever set you get.
Cardboard, man. You better be careful. It better be some strong stuff.
You've seen those like videos of the pinball tables made of cardboard and shit. I'm sure it's that same thick stuff.
I don't remember the cardboard video actually. No, I don't. I didn't see
well,
that.
Well, then I will have to show you.
Wow.
But yeah, and then
completely made out of cardboard. Did they use a real pinball?
I don't remember.
I just figured they would have to use like a special ball. Oh my god!
And there's the robot.
Did that say $80?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And then there's a whole thing that you strap to your back and
you put it on your body and shit. What the hell? You can cosplay. Yeah, but you better be able to cosplay with it for that price. You're like, what are you? I'm just coming out of my video game.
Yeah, so that's... It's not something I'll be interested in, personally.
No.
But, you know, to each his own.
Right? I never even bought those stickers. Like, everybody was just like, oh, let's just change our faceplate. Like, I tried to get stickers one time, but I couldn't put them on straight. So then I just said, fuck it, and never bothered again. So everybody was just like, oh, make your console pretty. And I'm like, it's already pretty. Leave it alone.
You can still buy skins for systems now.
Yeah, but if I wanted to
make my own.
Yeah, no, it's like if I'm going to get a skin on my system, it's like just because I bought a special edition. They're like, oh, this one's the, I don't know, some Call of Duty version or some shit like that. So it comes decked out in awesome camo or something. I don't know.
So, let's see. Do you want to go movie, TV news, or random and science?
Let's save the science for a minute. Let's go TV and movie.
Oh, right. Another thing from your childhood coming back is its own thing.
Innocence is
Mighty
coming back.
Ducks is getting a TV series.
I was just talking about that the other day. I was like, movies that don't need to be fucked with.
Well, it's not being fucked with as a movie. They're making it as a TV series.
Oh man, is like Joshua Jackson going to be the coach this time?
No one from the originals is confirmed to be attached in any way, shape, or form.
I bet Kenan Thompson would do it. He's like the only guy who won't leave SNL. He's like, I know where the money is.
He's like, they need a black guy. I'm a black guy.
Right? It was just everybody else left from What's Up With That, so they had to stop doing What's Up With That. It was like, it's just not funny if Bill Hader's sitting there not saying nothing. Right. And fucking dude's doing his dancing. Jason Sudeikis was a great little dancer.
Right.
He's a dancer for money. Any old dance? I don't know actually what that song is, but, you know, props to Tina Turner.
All right, let's see here. I guess this kind of goes with video game, too, but John Cena is in talks to be Duke Nukem.
Okay. No, that's a, you know, that's a lot to take in.
Of all the giant muscle-bound...
I just don't see him killing people. And that's what Duke Nukem does. Duke Nukem kills goblins and shit. I mean, they're maybe not people. They're goblins.
He's
got to
kill
shit,
people and be funny at the same time.
But I think he can do it because John Cena is actually, he's hilarious in the movies I've seen him in. I need to see the Daddy's Home 2. It looked like he was very funny in that. Plus, there's this movie coming out. It was intentionally originally supposed to be called Cock Blockers. But it's just called Blockers, but on the, it's a picture of a rooster, mm-hmm. so you'll get it. And they make him, this is spoilers from the trailer, he has to butt chug a beer. Because this dude challenges him to a chugging contest. And he's like, oh, we can challenge you. Yeah, and he's like, no, we're butt chugging. And while he's trying to pour the beer down, something happens. The cops start show up. John Cena has some sort of reaction, and the beer just shoots right back out the funnel and all up in Ike Barinholtz's face and stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the parents are John Cena, Ike Barinholtz, and Leslie Mann. And this movie looks fun as shit because these girls are really trying to set up this thing, I guess, to lose their virginity on prom night.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so their parents are going to do anything they can to stop it.
All right, and then last movie thing, but another reboot. Ryan Reynolds and the Deadpool writers are getting together to remake Clue.
Oh, I wonder if Ryan Reynolds is going to be the butler.
Who knows? But the thing I'm curious about is, are they going to do multiple endings that only
air
in different places? But at the same time, it's not going to have the same effect as it did the first time around because of the internet.
No, but some people, it might cause some people to be dumb enough to travel. I mean, big enough fans to travel. It'd
still be kind of cool to do to where, different markets get different endings or whatever.
Right. People going to the Clue movie, taking their favorite.
Come together on the DVD. I could totally see them doing as a marketing play for it.
Just weird. Probably the only time you actually see people taking board games to the movies. He's like, I'm taking my game to the movie. Mean, look, it's about you.
Doing
it's about
fucking
you.
Detective Pikachu. So he's obviously either reached the point of his career where he's like, fuck it, I'm doing it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What? What about Pikachu?
Ryan Reynolds is Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
What's this?
We talked about it.
Oh, we did? Test.
Yeah, it's going to be the first live action Pokemon movie.
And
Ryan Reynolds is doing the voice of Pikachu.
Pikachu shouldn't talk.
Yeah, let alone talk like Ryan Reynolds. But
it'd be great. He does this. He does the same thing that Vin Diesel does, and the whole time he's like Pika Pika.
What I'm hoping for is when Pikachu talks out loud to people, it's saying Pika Pika, but inside it's Ryan Reynolds doing an internal monologue.
It's like, look at me, motherfucker. It's like the first time Pokemon gets an R rating. It's like, what is it? Pikachu is a very foul. I don't know. I can see it.
All right. So remember a while back when we talked about flat earthers a little bit and made fun of them and talked about the guy that was making a homemade rocket?
Oh, please tell me he made this rocket.
He after his first attempt was canceled, he is back with his rocket.
No.
Mad Mike Hughes.
Yeah, please.
Is his name. And, February 3rd will be the launch.
From where again? Where is he launching it?
Somewhere in California, some abandoned ghost town.
I hope he gets haunted.
I hope he ends up haunting that land himself.
That would make for an interesting movie. The dude's out there just trying to launch a fucking rocket, but the ghosts are like, we're going to fuck you up, buddy. It's like 13 ghosts inside of just about a rocket.
But yeah, we'll see how that goes, and we'll definitely follow up on that one.
Cause yeah, and what's this for? Oh, this
so
is
he can prove the Earth is flat.
Yep.
Because, why not just go?
Too bad he wasn't making a space shuttle that he can fail a launch on and blow himself up with.
All right, let's see. On a up note, I guess. Coffee.
I know. Yay, we both coffee. Like coffee. Yeah.
So 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day has been found to cut the risk of liver disease by up to 65%, liver cancer by 40%, and cirrhosis by 25 to 70%. And I'm assuming that's based on alcohol consumption as well.
Is that like all the, because of all the shitting coughing can make you do? Coffee can make you do?
I don't know, but I'm not going to argue with it. And I'm definitely going to up my coffee intake.
Right? What are these, what cup sizes are these?
I didn't specify, but
I have a pretty large cup. It's like, no.
Maybe it's one in, or, you know, two of your cups would be good.
Oh, then I'm doing okay. That's right. That's right. I'm doing okay.
Yes. Thank you, Ric Flair. And then, let's see, last thing on the random stuff I have is, so the whole Hawaii missile test alert fuck up thing that happened last week.
Uh-huh.
Right after it was sent out, Pornhub had a 77% decrease in traffic in Hawaii. So people saw that and stopped masturbating, like, instantly.
Oh.
But then immediately after it was announced that it was false and that there was no missile, traffic increased to plus 50%.
They're like, oh, wait, are we okay? Okay.
And other people all like, go jack off.
Yeah, and other people are like, oh, fuck, we could have died. I gotta get this off my chest, man. This is crazy. Oh, let's see here. What, naughty nurses. Okay, please.
I'd be interested to see what they were all searching for in those moments after.
Right? Like, fucking aliens. How many people? It's like fucking big green
apocalyptic
women.
Survivor porn.
Right? I remember there was this one video. It's like about it was about an alien, but she was a little person. It was that one lady who was actually Bridget the Midget. So it's not offensive when you say it as the name because that was her name. And yeah, she was just this alien came down, little person, and just fucked normal sized dudes because she's like, this is what we do. We learn this way about your planets by fucking everybody. It's hilarious.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Trailers for pornos are the best because you don't have to watch the porno. You just watch the trailer and you're just like, okay, when they actually try to make a full movie, it's going to be ridiculous. No need to sit through the full thing when you can just sit through the trailer and be like, yep, I got it.
Right. While we're on the subject of movie shit, why don't we get into this week? Sean spoils a movie.
Oh.
What are you spoiling for us this week?
Oh, okay. Well, it's been out a while now, so especially if you have a Netflix account, you should have watched it. It's the seventh installment in the, well, I don't know if they're still being Child's Play thing or if they're just Chucky movies now, but it would be the seventh in the Chucky franchise films. It's called The Cult of Chucky. And this one is weird because if you've actually sat through, if you've been watching these movies and you saw The Curse of Chucky, you know how that ends. During the end credits, mm-hmm. There's a scene where Chucky ships himself to Andy's house, like Andy Barkley. They actually got Alex Vincent back. And when Chucky cuts himself out and Alex Vincent's right there waiting with the shotgun and boom. And so the new movie starts out with Andy again. So Alex Vincent's back and much older now. And the movie starts out on a date with some lady. They never really, I think they may have said her name. I wasn't really paying attention. This was, I did see the movie twice though, but again, it just didn't grab my attention. So, but he's telling her about his past. So basically he's dropping bombs about Chucky and shit like that. And so mm-hmm. Lady's like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work out. Got to go. You're fucking weird. And so Andy goes home to his cabin in the middle of the fucking woods alone. Then busts out, opens the safe. They're dropping fucking hints all over the place from or Easter eggs, I guess you could say. Because he has a safe and the safe is behind a Kent State Jersey. It's a military school that he went to in part three. In my opinion, the worst of all the Chucky films. Some people would say Seed, but I mean, it goes three and then Seed. So They're both shitty. Even though I did like Glenn, but whatever. I don't know if Glenn's ever coming back, so don't worry about it. Not in this movie. Andy's back. And, again, oh, what the fuck did he do?
Kill shit. People? Oh, God.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. The safe. Inside the safe, he has Chucky's head, and that's all it is. It's his head, and part of it's already blown away because the shotgun. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, boom, boom, boom. And then things are going on from the end of Curse because they said Chucky didn't exist. So the lady in the wheelchair, if you've ever seen Curse of Chucky, which, again, you should have by now. It's been out for a long time. And the girl in the wheelchair is back. So, because that's Brad Dourif's daughter. I wish I was Brad Dourif's daughter. I'd be fucking, like, rich and shit.
And be fucking a lot.
Probably. I'd be like, I make movies now. Yeah. Speaking of that, she does that, actually, because, again, she's paralyzed from the waist down, but I guess, you know, her vagina ain't paralyzed. Yeah, she fucks one of these dudes, and then later she finds out that this guy is a schizophrenic, has multiple personalities. When he tries to introduce himself again, and he has somebody else, it's like, oh, shit. Find out later his name is Multiple Malcolm. But, yeah, so, this lady's in a mental institution, because, again, she got blamed for all the murders. And a whole lot of weird shit goes down. Like, I'm not going to run through everything. But eventually Chucky shows up. And it makes you wonder because, again, you just saw him as a fucking head. And then there's a couple other dolls. So we find out that Chucky learned a new trick and he can possess things. Like, as I say, it's a different version of his Ade Dui Dumbala chant. And it wakes other things up. And it's like, ho ho shit. So, yeah, you find out he's going to. There's multiple Chuckies. He can possess people. There is a lot of really cool deaths in this movie. Some cool decap. I mean, it looks good, too. Like, there's really good cinematography. Some of the shit's great. There's a scene where all three of these Chuckies are just stabbing this guy and just murdering him.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's like they just woke this other one up because... turned out one of them was a plant. One of the Chucky. This I will. This is getting close to the end, so I'll tell you this. One of the Chuckies was a plant. Andy sent it himself because apparently he was going to try to get into this hospital to save Mika. Mika is actually the girl's name from Curse, and she's the girl in this one too. So, and don't forget the whole time, wheelchair. So, where are you going? But it turns out, again, Chucky wasn't looking to kill her. What Chucky's looking for is something else. You know, somebody else to help him out with his little cult thing going on. Because he even says, welcome to the cult, to when they wake up this other Chucky. Mm. But you can tell it's a plant Chucky because it's all the hair is cut off. And they have this little funny exchange when they're talking about who gets to go kill Andy. Right. Andy does end up somehow getting into the institution. All he actually does is he punches the guard out front. Next thing you know, they're locking him in one of the padded rooms.
Oh, damn.
And so, this one gets to go pick to kill him because the whole time, one of the Chucky's like, I'm just going to go fucking kill him now. And he's like, why do you get to do it? And then the other guy's like, no, look what the fuck he did to my hair. And he's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, you win. So it's just Brad Dourif just took.
So it's basically like Multiplicity, but Chucky. With Chucky's.
Yeah. He gets to do all sorts of fun shit. And again, when he's just Brad Dourif arguing with himself or talking to himself.
Did he get paid triple for this?
He should have. Because it was hilarious at one moment. Because again, they just woke the one up and they all stabbed that dude. And he's like, I've never felt so alive. And the other one's like, you've only been alive for 2 minutes.
Well, it's like, well, I feel more alive than minute one. Fuck yeah, off.
Exactly. But yeah, it turns out the other one was a plant. So so Andy had a gun inside of him.
Huh.
Planted a gun inside of the doll. So he digs this thing out of the doll because when it comes to it. But the stupid thing is he wastes all the bullets on that particular doll. And they don't even kill him. He has to stomp its face in.
Jeez.
And it actually looks like there's brains in there and shit. They did a good job on making the insides look like insides in this movie. It was just all sorts of crazy shit happens in this movie. But I'll save the actual ending so nobody can say I ruined it completely. But it does involve some lady-on-lady action, so that's kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, there is one part, though, they drop a thing. This girl comes to visit Mika at the hospital, and they're just like, wow, you look an awful lot like Jennifer Tilly. Because it was Jennifer Tilly, but she was being Tiffany, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and stay to the end credits if Netflix will let you. Sometimes it's like it seems like it's ready to move on, and I don't know how to get back. There's another surprise cameo return in the very, very end of the credits.
So. You can't leave that as a surprise, at least.
Yeah.
All right. And how many Wilhelms?
I'm giving it four. I'm a sucker for all the Chuckies.
Oh shit! I need to mark down the time because last week it was a bitch.
Yeah, I even gave a little pause there so you could do that. Now I don't edit this out though. We gotta let them know that we kind of fucked up.
Oh, we fuck up every week, so it's no surprise to anyone that listens.
Right?
Any of the 10 listeners we have.
Yeah, it reminds me of a lot of the YouTube shows I watch. Like somebody's like,
that's right. I bumped it up to 10 for me.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, we had 9 views just
kill
today.
Kill him, Ryan. Kill him. Kill him.
Is he actually getting to kill him?
Yeah, he's not. Oh wait, that's not you playing. Oh yeah, that is.
Some live PUBG. Yeah,
yeah, Ryan I just see, knocked the guy.
I see all his right, fat little digits working.
All right. So from that.
Sorry. I was thinking about something earlier. I meant to bring it up after the rocket thing. Did you see the whole thing over the Minnesota, where they said it was a meteor?
Oh, yeah, the giant flash. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Why can't anything cool like that ever happen around here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you'd want it to. It seemed very weird. Like, what exactly was it? Was it the meteor? Was it something else? I don't know.
It definitely looked like it was a meteor.
And where the hell did it hit? How come nobody's gone to where it hit? Well,
that's what the light was. Is it burning up all crazy?
That thing just lit the sky up. Just whoa.
Hey, you've had bowls blow up in your face. You've seen what little things can do.
Ha 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 ha.
When they get hot enough.
Right.
Let's see. Let's go ahead and move on to another little thing that we decided to throw in last minute.
Ooh, yeah.
So we haven't really talked a whole lot of wrestling in a little while, so we figured... We do our top 5 promo artists.
Right. I was thinking 25 since it was the 25th anniversary of Raw.
Fuck you. No, I know. It's a joke. I don't know that many.
It's a joke.
But yeah, all mine are pretty old school since I'm not too up to date.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and start it off with one kind of out of left field. Some people may not expect. Paul Bear.
Oh, right, yeah.
That I could... chubby little bastard and them big old cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My Undertaker's gonna swallow your soul.
You wanted him to shut up, but you wanted him to keep going at the same time. I don't know what it was, but...
Right.
Just, yeah. Definitely a great one at promos.
Exactly. Yeah, they weren't going to let The Undertaker talk for a while. And then when he started talking, you're just like, you should bring back Paul Bear.
Like, you know what? You're not so good at this. Let's go back to him.
Right. But anytime Paul Bear showed up near the end, it wasn't good. They beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Undertaker buried him in concrete. Like, that was the whole match. Like, he had to win so Paul Heyman wouldn't bury him in concrete. He had to beat up the Dudley Boys. And Undertaker ended up winning and then just fucking finishing it off anyway. He's like, I'm sorry, Paul. This is the only way I could be free. Whoa. It's like, oh, fuck. He just buried that man in concrete. I mean, and they really fucking covered him up with something. I don't know. I don't know if there was like a special case inside there to where what he was covered in shit. I don't know what. I don't know. It's like he died later, but he should have died then. It's like I don't know. I don't know. Did they bust him out through the floor?
They probably had like a trap door or something to the side. They crawled out or something.
Hopefully. I mean, they would know it would have to been on the bottom because this was a glass case.
Oh, shit.
He was in a glass case, and they were filling this bitch with quote-unquote cement.
Probably oatmeal.
Right? It's just one of the many times that this is attempted murder on screen. It's like, I'm sorry, I gotta do this to be alone, you know? It's like, no more urn for me. Boom. It's like, they fucking buried that guy up for real or some shit. I don't fucking know how they could have got him out. I mean, because again, it's like Undertaker stood out there for a minute because he like did that and got down and just dizzle pose. And sorry, I'm going on and on about this.
Right. What's one on your list?
It's going to be the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby. The great Dusty Rhodes. It's like I've dined with kings and queens and I've dined on pork and beans. It's like he could just cut a whole promo. He was actually the people. Or one of the guys before he passed away that was teaching everybody at NXT or the Performance Center. Yeah, they have classes, and he was teaching promo class. That's actually, I was listening to this podcast. I can't remember exactly. Was it not? Yeah, somebody. Ah, God damn it. I wish I could remember who exactly it was. But it was during the eight. I think it was Stone Cold. I had to call up Dusty Rhodes, who was running a promotion at the time, running the booking, and he had to cut a promo over the phone to see if he could do it. So it's like, again, Dusty Rhodes has been judging promos forever.
So is that where the what came from? His cell phone reception just kept going, what?
What? No, the recipient of that phone call was Christian. And Christian didn't actually have time to answer, so it was just him leaving like a 9-minute voicemail. It's like driving down the lane. What? Picking up some beer. What? I figured out this one. What? I'm doing this. What? You know, it's just it's annoying now, but right? It was gold.
It's
then.
One of the things that's never gonna end. Now, 10 years from now, people are gonna be like, "Why are we doing this?"
If you know, everybody tries to pick up their speed, and actually, they call. They call when people get. Whatted the what zone because you can't get out. Yeah, that's basically like the I forgot what I was about to say, and if the crowd picks up on that, that's when the what starts, and they're just so like, what? And you just gotta be like, oh shit, and now you're thinking on the fly, you're like, I think I'm supposed to say this.
Yeah, we might as well just go ahead and say it. That Stone Cold is also on my list.
Oh, he's on yours. Nice.
Going talking about him.
Yeah, he was a really good. Pardon me. Saw this thing in a DVD one time where it turns out after Raw would end, he would actually stay in the ring and just fuck around with the crowd because, again, he had a full cooler of beers out right. there. And so he'd go through a lot of them. There was one time, like, it was like his real brother or something like that was in the crowd, and he just started picking on him, making fun. He's like, what do you do? He's like, you do this. You're this type of job. What the hell? You know, just making fun of him. Not letting anybody know that it was actually his brother or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he would just fuck with the crowd the whole time, drinking his Steve Weisers, which were usually like Coors and Miller Lights and some Bud Light. It's been a lot of different beers.
Just a bunch of different gross ones.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing to think. It's like during the Attitude Era, again, there was probably kids ringside, and he's spraying that ring down with right. real fucking beer. That's real fucking beer. The Rock and them are swimming in real fucking beer. And it's like there's little kids at ringside going, yeah, 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 probably getting splashed with that shit. It's like, oh my God.
Who's another one off your list?
Let's go with, like I said, who was swimming in the beer? The Rock. The Rock can fucking just cut it up anytime, I'll anywhere.
Take that one off my list too, because yeah, he's definitely at the top of my list. No one can cut a promo like that, man.
Dude, he even cuts a promo in real life. Have you heard about the shit that's been going on with Tyrese? Yeah, like I think I've talked about that. Like he slapped the shit out of him, in that one video. And then in another video, he's like, yo, I just got that new single from Tyrese. Been listening to it, and I have never heard of a more steaming pile of shit in my ears. And it's like, oh, he's like, yeah, this is dog truck crap, brother. And he's just like, oh, he's ripping it apart.
You don't want to fucking get in a shit-talking match with The Rock, because you're going to fucking lose.
Oh, exactly. I remember...
And then you're going to have the millions and the millions of Rock's fans on your ass on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look up his promo before the Hell in the Cell match that had everybody in it. And the, I think it was Armageddon or some shit. Oh, shit. It was after they discovered... It was after Rikishi... came through that he ran over Stone Cold. They had all of them in there, and The Rock just runs through everybody, makes fun of every fucking buddy. Just everybody in the match. I did it for The Rock. I don't know. It's The Rock was amazing, and then anytime he would like throw a t-shirt over Michael Cole or Coach's face, just because he's like, I'm sick of looking at you, monkey, and he'd just be like, take that, jabroni, and they just take the mic and just fucking run it on his own, and they're just standing there with a shirt over their head. But there's got to be a compilation. It would probably be like an hour long thing of just The Rock. Oh, not just that, but that would be part of it. But all the just the a million times he just got it, especially when he used to talk about pie and shit.
Oh yeah, all the different types of pie.
Yeah, the whole This Is Your Life segment was amazing. The Rock just knew how to work it.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's see. My next one, and close to last on my list, it would have to be Shawn Michaels for sure.
Yeah, he was okay.
I don't know. Come on. He could make you love him and hate him within the same sentence.
Yeah, I did kind of feel for him when he was like, I lost my smile. It's like, oh, all right. And then, yeah, well, the second Shawn Michaels run starting in 2002 and shit and going on after that, yeah, that was some good stuff. That was some good stuff. And he did cut some amazing promos when he was fighting The Undertaker, trying to get those that WrestleMania rematch after losing the WrestleMania before. And even the WrestleMania before, cutting some great shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he just knows his opponents. And I guess, yeah, everything he did with DX, can't hold any of that back.
Oh, yeah. And then what's your next one?
I'm going to go with, it's like, ooh, the Macho Man. The Macho Man is really good. Yeah. I mean, he's coming out of left field with a lot of this shit. There's the one interview he has with Mean Gene. Talking about the cream of the crop and how the cream always rises. And he keeps pulling these little creamers out. And it's like tossing one aside. He puts one in Mean Gene's pocket. But he pulls out like three or four or five little creamers because he's just like, the cream. Oh, every time he says it, he's got another one. He like magic David Blaine says
like,
shit. Just
fine. He's like, I'm going to make my promo about whatever I find on the craft services
table. Yeah, yeah. Somebody goes back there and he's like, where's all the cream? And Macho Man's like, ooh, give me about 5 minutes, brother. I'll bring it back.
I can't argue with that one. Then last on my list is an odd one. Some people might not get it, but I think you'll appreciate this one.
Yeah.
Because you never knew what you were going to get, but you knew it was going to be entertaining. And that was Al Snow.
That is surprising. Actually.
You never knew what you were going to get, but it was always great. It was either weird as fuck, hilarious, of wrestling.
Completely underrated.
I guess Andy Kaufman would be the Andy Kaufman of wrestling.
Right. I haven't thought about him in a while. I think he works at Impact now, or at least he was last time. I hadn't thought about him
either until this morning when I was listening to that podcast. They actually brought him
up. Oh, nice. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, again, he started a whole thing. The original head was just this styrofoam thing he found backstage at an ECW thing. It's like, again, that's something that started in ECW, was his head. Because, again, he had a run in WWE before that as Leaf Cassidy. They were trying to start the new Rockers with Marty Jannetty. Jesus. So he was supposed to be like, I'm the new Shawn Michaels. And they're just like, no, the fuck you ain't. And it didn't work out.
Thus, Head was born.
Oh, well, on his return to ECW. Oh,
yeah, that was a while.
Mm-hmm. But... yeah, the Al Snow character itself is amazing. I remember one time when Too Cool was in their early stages, they were having to fight Al Snow because Al Snow was trying to get in WWE with Head, and the match was Al Snow and Head. And he actually had to tag in Head.
Yeah.
They knocked him down, and they had a bottle of Head and Shoulders. They put that on Head and got a 3 count.
Yes, you could get the pin.
Yeah, because he had Head and Shoulders. So, it's like, oh my god, that is so fucking lame.
So did you do five or did
no? I got one more.
All right, go.
My last one is Mr. John Cena. It's like I love him or hate him. Hearing him talk, it's fucking epic. He could make you feel pride and shit. It's weird. It's weird. It's like the way he talks, you're just like, yeah, now I'm ready to kick somebody's ass. It's like, I don't know. It's just, he could do it.
Instead of fight music, you just need John Cena.
Dude, I can only imagine if he could be that type of hype man. He's just like, yeah, I just squatted like 17,000 pounds. What the fuck did you do today? John Cena. Plus, again, he's got... I think he's over 600 Make-A-Wishes now. And he broke a record with 300. So it's like, what the fuck, dude?
He's like, fuck y'all, you ain't catching me.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't see me. I heard this terrible joke. It was, John Cena wakes up in the ICU and he asks, where am I? And they go, I see you. And he says, no, you can't.
There's someone here.
So bad.
Yeah, yeah, we're here.
There's two someones. Shoot him. Don't run in front of his gun, dumbass.
Oh, no. We're getting shot at.
All right, so...
This is starting to get too real, man.
Let's go ahead and finish this week out with our next reoccurring segment. Mary, fuck, kill.
Oh, no, I forgot about that. Oh, shit. Yes. Okay.
So this week comes to us via Ryan.
Uh-oh.
And he chose Broken Lizard since we just got the full trailer of Super Troopers 2.
But you know Broken Lizard is more than three.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why you're going to pick the three.
Oh, God. if we're going with the actual Super Trooper characters?
Here, how about we'll do three now. And then we'll do the... Wait, aren't...
There's only five.
Oh, fuck.
We'll throw in Brian Cox next time.
Or we'll do... Well, we'll do three now, and then we'll do two plus one other actor from Super Troopers 2 before the movie comes out.
It'd be Brian Cox. Because I'd fuck the shit out of that old man. Okay, let's see here. We'll go... We'll do Jay.
Okay.
Say
his last name.
No.
Come on.
I can't. I'm not even going to try because I'd have to look at it.
What is it?
Chandalahar? Did I say it?
Sandra Shekhar? Something like that?
Shekhar?
Yeah.
Chandalahar? Oh, no.
Whatever. The Indian one.
Yeah. Just fucking throw that out there. Everybody, if they know who they're talking about, they know Jay.
Yeah.
Kevin.
He wants a mustache.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll go Kevin. And,
which is Farva.
Farva, yeah. And then...
I know the third one you're going to choose.
Is it Eric? The ginger?
Oh, okay. Wow. No, I thought you were going to...
No, I can't. Sure I can't throw Lemmy on there yet. I can't throw Heffernan right. And Lemmy on the same one.
That's why I thought you were going to go with that because of the podcast.
Chewing it up. Yeah, no. No, not yet. Yeah,
rookie, or not
rabbit.
I
can't remember his name either. It's some shenanigans, I tell you.
I'll Google, but yeah, the one that plays the Jewish guy in
no,
Or no, that's fucking...
No, he's one of the brothers in... he's one of the brothers in Beerfest. And he's also in Slammin' Salmon. He plays himself twice in Slammin' Salmon, but that's because there's twins. And I just can't remember his name. Why am I singing now?
Paul Soder, Eric... fuck, what...
Eric.
I know Eric's just yelling at us right now.
Right? We're terrible at names.
Stolhansky.
There we go. Stolhansky. I think I've actually watched Beerfest more times than Super Troopers now. That was one of those movies that I don't know if I ever actually got it on DVD. I only had it on VHS for a while. And so then once the VCR went... It was my DVDs. I don't know if I ever replaced... No, I don't know. I had Beerfest for sure. I know that shit. The one I need is Slammin' Salmon, though. I need to find that on DVD. I need that movie so bad. You have no idea, guys. So bad.
I don't think I have that, but I do, for some reason, own Puddle Cruisers.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Blockbuster.
That's exactly... Yeah, they wanted me to throw that out. Nope.
Until I got mine, too. I was like, no... I'm not going to throw this one out. I'll throw these other 30 copies out.
Yeah, but I'm keeping one for myself. Go fuck yourselves.
Right? I'm like, we gotta make some room on the wall. Get rid of some of this shit.
All right. So let's just go ahead and start with your choices and why.
Okay. Let's see here. I guess... oh man, that is hard. I'd definitely kill Farva. Kill Farva. the other guy seemed fun. Free mustache ride, so I'd marry the, maybe I'd fuck that guy. Yeah, well, fuck that guy and marry the ginger. So
fuck Jay and marry Eric?
Yeah, there we go. Eric seems like he would be able to save some money and be able to support us for a good while. So, I mean, he's not directing like Jay is, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I'm not
putting too much thought into this.
I would go marry Jay because he's definitely the more financially stable and works a lot more.
Should have done that.
Let's see. Kill Eric.
I don't know if he works the most.
Yeah, he's directed quite a bit, and he does TV shows and stuff, too. Mm,
okay.
But yeah, kill Eric, just because... And then, yeah, fuck Farva, because everyone knows I like some meat on the bones.
Yeah, he's going to dump a liter of coal on your ass.
Hey, I've already seen him butt-ass naked covered in sugar, so, you know.
I think surprises. That was flour.
No, it was powdered sugar.
Oh, it was powdered sugar. Oh.
The lice hate it. Yeah. It's delicious. I cannot wait for the second movie.
Yeah, that looks funny as shit.
So you've seen the new trailer where they give us a little bit of plot and what's
going on. I need
to
see it again. I've only seen it once, so I need to see it again.
Fucking Rob Lowe. They're going to tell us how great it is to be Americans.
Yeah, he gets fucking up there and starts yelling at him.
Pledge
shit.
Of Allegiance.
Yeah, say it with me.
Would you like a liter of cola? What did you say? Would you like a liter of cola? I love Canada.
Yeah.
Or I love this place.
I love this country.
I think
that's what he said. He says one of those things.
Yeah, something along those lines. Either way, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I agree. They know how to make a good movie. Oh, speaking of random little trailers, what was it?
This is their first sequel, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see.
I guess Popfest was actually a consideration, so...
Oh, well, yeah, but we'll see if that ever happens. Maybe with all the legalization going on and stuff, it might be...
Well, I mean, the idea
more realistic to do.
Yeah, well, the ideas for movies come up and go all the time. There's this podcast to listen to called The Movie Crypt with Adam Green and Joe Lynch. And it's like, I'm going back through their catalog and listening to older episodes. that I didn't even know about because they've been doing this for a few years now. And every once in a while, Adam Green will be like, oh, I'm going off to direct this. I'm going off to direct that. I'm going off to direct. You look at that IMDb. None of that shit never happened. And so it's just like, Hollywood's a fickle thing. So it's like, he thought he was going to go do this, but you look somewhere on his thing and he's like, he's not directing that. He never directed that. That's unless they change the name to something else.
Right. So. Well, yeah, like how Flash just lost its third director.
Uh-oh, was he diddling people too? Or diddling in front of people?
No, just quit. Nobody wants to work on DC movies.
Kevin Smith does.
They're kind of toxic right now.
I bet they can get Kevin Smith to do it full time.
I think he's liking doing the TV shows.
Plus, he's doing a lot of touring right now with around, so. I don't know. But yeah, oh no, what the hell was it? It was something Dundee.
Yeah, there's that new movie, Dundee, the son of a legend.
I can't remember what his name is. Is it Steve Dundee? I don't know. Should have remembered it, but it's Danny McBride as Crocodile Dundee's son. I mean, that's...
So we'll see how that... And that looks like his sidekick's going to be Chris Hemsworth, so we'll see.
We know how he does as a sidekick, so...
Right? I mean, we know he can play a great, great comedy side man, so...
He's probably...
lead based on Thor, so... I'll give it a shot. I want to see a little bit more trailer wise than what we've seen before.
These are just teasers, so
I'm sure we'll get. It'll be one of those summer.
It is, yeah. Oh, it's summer 2018.
Yeah, so we'll get something more soon. Fuck. There was one other thing that also. I fucking forgot.
Brain fart.
Oh no! Nope. I remember.
It's back.
I remembered. Starfest.
Oh yeah.
I mean, still a few months away. Almost exactly 3 months away. This year it is on 4/20.
Oh, nice.
The 20th through the 22nd. I'll be shooting off an email here soon to hopefully get us in there again. At the very least, maybe we can get a pass, check some stuff out.
I don't know. Well, and especially since the park's going to be, they're not allowed to do their 420 rallies down at the Civic Center Park for like 3 years or something like that. So,
well, and I mean,
there should be a lot of people there.
Well, and shit, since
plus again, I want to meet Scott.
Either
Grimes.
Way, we'll try and get a table because even if we don't get given badges or whatever, it's only $120 for us to get a. Table to set up at, so we'll be doing that, I think, regardless.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I'll be after taxes. We're both working. We got this shit.
$120. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, $60 each. We got this.
Just set up a table anyway and be like, boom. But it's always nice to be guests. It's special.
Right. Well, and last year our placement got us with fucking a lot of interviews with authors and shit, so who knows what we could get this year.
Right? It's true, there's liars in the mystery room.
And we'll have
never
a little
called.
Bit more room behind the table.
Yeah, we never heard from those mystery room people either.
Meh. Shit happens. Things
Escape
fall
room.
Through. Whatevs.
Yeah.
We still got some good interviews and everything. That's all that matters to me.
Right.
All right. Well, sir, I think we are pretty much at about an hour, so.
You all are lovely people. Thank you for listening.
Yes, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, at Nerd Offensive.
Sean Bracey.
Yeah, and at Evil Has a Destiny. And until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.